These questions beg the question whether it is safe for staff and children to return to school from 1st of June 2020, when many countries with lower levels of infection, including Scotland and Northern Ireland, have decided to keep schools closed until later. The teachers' unions, particularly the NEU, have opposed the decision to open schools for reception years 1 and 6 from 1st June and secondary year 10 from 15th June to opening until it is safe. We want to begin to reopen schools and colleges as soon as we can, but this needs to be safe for society, for children and their families and the staff who work in them. We have these 5 tests which the government should show will be met by reliable evidence, peer-reviewed science and transparent decision-making. There are 5 tests they think the government must meet before moving to the further opening of schools. Test 1. Much lower numbers of COVID-19 cases. The new case count must be much lower than it is now, with a sustained downward trend, with confidence that new cases are known and counted promptly. And the government must have extensive arrangements for testing and contact tracing to keep it that way. Test 2. A national plan for social distancing. The government must have a national plan, including parameters for both appropriate physical distancing and levels of social mixing in schools, as well as for appropriate PPE, which will be locally negotiated at school-by-school and local authority level. Test 3. Testing, testing, testing. Comprehensive access to regular testing for children and staff to ensure our schools and colleges don't become hotspots for COVID-19. Test 4. Whole school strategy. Protocols to be put in place to test a whole school or college when a case occurs, and for isolation to be strictly followed. Test 5. Protection for the vulnerable. Vulnerable disabled staff and staff who live with vulnerable people must work from home, fulfilling their professional duties to the extent that is possible. Plans must specifically address the protection of vulnerable parents, grandparents, and carers. As this article was being written, support for this approach was streaming in from many, many parents and over 50% of UK local authorities, as well as the British Medical Association and the Independent Sage Group. Given the gravity of events outlined at the beginning of this article, it is right that the government have been called out on their strategy. What has occurred is a staggered return, with social distancing and risk assessments leading to many schools not restarting until September. It was confirmed on June 10th that most school children will not be back fully until September at the earliest. What we need now are more laptop computers, morning TV lessons on BBC One, and fully funded summer camps with catch-up tutoring. Assessment. The unfairness and negative impacts of our current assessment system, especially for disabled students, has been thrown into contention by the lockdown. Teachers were asked to rank their students based on coursework and internal tests. The exam board will then adjust these marks by the historic scores of the school and fix pass rates and grades. Under Gove's reforms, we moved away from coursework and understanding to a more facts-based curriculum, disadvantaging many disabled learners. Surely now is the time to move back to a fairer system of assessment, which gives all learners a chance to show what they can achieve. Richard Reaser, World of Inclusion. References. www.theguardian.com/world/2020/May/10/100-days-later-how-did-Britain-fail-so-badly-in-Dealing-with-COVID-19 www.gov.uk/government/publications/coronavirus-covid-19-send-risk-assessment-guidance/coronavirus-covid-19-send-risk-assessment-guidance www.gov.uk/government/publications/coronavirus-covid-19-guidance-on-vulnerable-children-and-young-people/coronavirus-covid-19-guidance-on-vulnerable-children-and-young-people www.thenational.academy/online-classroom/specialist/#subjects https://neu.org.uk/press-releases/5-test-government-before-schools-can-re-open www.independentsage.org/wp-content /uploads/2020/05/independent-sage-brief-report-on-schools.pdf.